Chapter 12. The Search for Eliza. The next morning, Professor Higgins and Colonel Pickering were extremely upset to find that Eliza was missing. Neither of them had any idea why she had left or where she could be. They went straight to Mrs. Higgins' house and even called the police. The maid informed Mrs. Higgins about the two men wishing to see her.
"I see,"
said Mrs. Higgins.
"Please go upstairs and tell Miss Doolittle that Henry and the Colonel are here. Ask her not to come down until I send for her."
No sooner had the maid left the room than Higgins burst in. He was extremely upset.
"Look here, Mother. A terrible thing has happened,"
he said.
"Eliza has disappeared."
"Perhaps you frightened her,"
said Mrs. Higgins calmly.
"Of course I didn't,"
snapped Higgins impatiently.
"She just left. What am I to do?"
"There's nothing you can do,"
his mother replied.
"The girl has a right to leave if she chooses."
"But I can't find anything,"
cried Higgins in despair.
"I don't know when any of my appointments are."
At that moment, Pickering entered and informed Higgins that the police made things more complicated.
"Have you called the police? As if Eliza were a lost umbrella? You have no more sense than two children,"
Mrs. Higgins exclaimed in surprise. Just then, the maid came back into the room.
"There's a Mr. Doolittle here to see Professor Higgins,"
she said.
"Do you mean the dustman?"
asked Higgins.
"Oh, no, sir,"
said the maid in surprise.
"This Mr. Doolittle is a gentleman."
A moment later, Alfred Doolittle entered the room. He was dressed in fine clothes and looked very much like a gentleman. He marched angrily straight up to Professor Higgins.
"Look at this,"
he said.
"See what you've done to me? Ruined me. Destroyed my happiness. Delivered me into the hands of middle-class morality."
"You are drunk or mad,"
exclaimed Higgins.
"I only gave you £5.
"Drunk? Mad?"
cried Alfred.
"Did you or did you not go to Professor Wallerfeller and tell him to contact me?"
"Well, yes, I did. But what does it matter now?"
asked Higgins.
"The man died last month."
"Yes,"
exclaimed Alfred.
"And he only gone and left me £3,000 a year in his will. He thought I were the greatest moralist there ever was."
"Well, what's wrong with that?"
asked Pickering.
"What's wrong with that?"
asked Alfred in disbelief.
"I used to be happy. When I needed money, I asked other people for it, same as I asked you. Now I have to support all my poor relations."
"Well, that's good news,"
said Mrs. Higgins.
"You can support Eliza too."
"Nonsense,"
cried Higgins.
"He can't provide for her. She doesn't belong to him. He took £5 for her and has no right to take her as well."
"Henry, don't be absurd. If you really want to know where Eliza is, she's upstairs,"
Mrs. Higgins said. The professor stared at her in amazement, then headed straight for the door.
"Wait a minute, Henry,"
his mother called after him.
"You need to listen to me very carefully.